City Radio Merseyside with Spencer Lee.
Hello and welcome to On The Beat. And as you'll see, today's show is quite a Mexican flavour as I'm speaking to the great American singer-songwriter Tom Russell, who now lives in El Paso, and to the Chicano songwriter and performer Mark Guerrero. And we're going to start with one of the classic Chicano records. This is Shan Romero and the original version of Hippie Hippie Shake.
For goodness sake.
Wonderful 100 seconds of pure joy, that the original version of Hippie Hippie Shake by Shan Romero. Now, my first guest is the singer and songwriter Mark Guerrero, and I'll be spelling his name after the interview because you may want to get onto his website, which is full of information about Chicano music. He recently came to Merseyside and he borrowed King Size Taylor's guitar and came into the studio to talk with us. Mark Guerrero was born in 1949 and he grew up in East LA.
Yeah, it was huge hotbed of music in the early 60s at the same time as the Liverpool boom. There were probably hundreds of bands, lots of talent, lots of venues to play. What's unusual that's not happening today is at that time there were a lot of venues for teenagers. There were all these church halls and union halls and ballrooms from the 40s that were turned into rock and roll places, and you had all these teenage bands playing, and I don't see that anymore. I played virtually every weekend and was getting paid pretty good. I had a band called Mark and the Escorts, and we were pretty popular on the East Side scene. And you also had many groups that went on to have national hit records, like the Premiers with Farmer John, Cannibal and the Headhunters with Land of a Thousand Dances, the Blindells, Stevie Wonder's song called La 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 La. It was a great scene.
And before that, you've got Ritchie Valens, haven't you? Was he a great inspiration to you?
Not so much to me in the sense that I was pretty young when that happened. I was 7 or 8 years old, and I knew La Bamba, and I wasn't quite playing yet. But to a lot of Chicano musicians that were a little bit older, he was hugely inspirational to people like Chris Montez, Chan Romero. But he was actually from Pacoima, which was on the west side of L.A., but it was a Chicano barrio in the Los Angeles area.
And what about Chan Romero, who we've mentioned, who of course wrote a song that both the Swingin' Blue Jeans, the Beatles recorded, Hippie Hippie Shake, and presumably has never had to work again.
Well, it's been a little industry for him. I met him in the Palm Springs area of California, where I still reside. He lives in the area, and I met him about 10 years ago. I had heard of him from Beatle history, and I remembered Hippie Hippie Shake, hearing it way back in the 60s by the Beatles from their BBC recordings and such. And Chan and I became friends. We worked together a lot in the studio, and I helped produce one of his albums a few years ago. And a couple of months ago, he recorded a song that I wrote for him called Rockin' Like There's No Tomorrow. And I'm very happy with the recording. His voice is different. You know, when he was 19 or whenever it was, 17, when he recorded the original version, his voice was smooth, clean, young. Now he sounds like Wilson Pickett or something. He's very gravelly, R&B, you know, he's, and when he rocks, too, it's just more of a gravelly sound, but he can still hit incredibly high notes. He has got a lot of soul.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Chan Romero. And say, listen, I got a good thing going for you. My friend Mark Guerrero wrote a song for me. I did it on my latest album, and here it is. It's called Rockin' Like There's No Tomorrow. Listen to it.
So what sort of songs were you doing when you were in Mark and the Escorts then?
When we first started, we were doing a lot of surf tunes, you know, The Ventures and songs like Pipeline and Wipeout and all these things. So we started as a three-piece surf band, and then it evolved into everything. We did R&B, we did everything from James Brown to Motown, Stax Volt stuff, and we did a lot of Beatles. It's really interesting. In East L.A., probably the most popular music at that time was R&B. So there were many groups that didn't play Beatles stuff. They were more into R&B. Maybe they were more likely to do Stones. But my band and several others did a lot of Beatles as well. My bands all through the 60s did a lot of Beatle covers. They were and are my favorite group of all time.
Okay, well, you're here in Liverpool now. Do you want to do a Beatles cover?
Sure, I'll do a number from the Beatles For Sale album, No Reply.
This happened once before when I came to your door. No reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light. I saw the light. I know that you saw me, 'cause I looked up to see your face. I tried to telephone. They said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. If I were you, I'd realize that I love you more than any other guy, and I forgive the heard before. When you gave me no reply, I tried to telephone, but said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died. I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. No reply. No reply.
Now, you have a musical background, don't you? Because your father apparently in press composer Lalo. Now, what's the background to that?
He's considered the father of Chicano music. He came out of Tucson, Arizona. He was born in 1916 to a family that didn't have a lot of money. His father came from Mexico up to Tucson, Arizona, worked on the railroad as a boilermaker. And my dad had lots of brothers and sisters. His mother was a very good singer and guitarist, beautiful voice, but never went professional. In those days, it wasn't done very much, particularly Latina women. He just had a natural gift and became a singer and a songwriter. And over the years, he's written so many songs that are famous in Latin America and in the Latin United States, songs that have become standards in every style you can think of, you know, Mexican country music, salsa. He also did some early rock and roll and boogie-woogie stuff in Spanish and in Spanish slang. Nobody in Chicano music has done the variety of music and the quality, I think, of him, if I may say so myself.
Have any of his songs been translated into English, and would I know any of them?
You probably would not, although he did record some things in English, and he did many bilingual, and he did a lot of parodies. There were a lot of funny things, like he had a parody of Davy Crockett called Pancho Lopez, and it was a hit in the United States on American radio. He did some funny things like two cocktails for two. He wrote one called Tacos for Two. And he did one to O Solo Mia called There's No Tortillas. So he had a lot of funny songs as well, but he wrote very many serious ballads and, like I said, all styles you could imagine. So he's very legendary in Chicano music and in Mexican music. But because he never had a lot of hits on American radio, he's not as famous around the world as maybe Trini Lopez or Chris Montez or other people. Wait, do you remember the play and movie Zoot Suit? Did you ever hear about Zoot Suit? There was a movie and a play in the United States by Luis Valdez called Zoot Suit, about the Zoot Suit era and dance, swing dancing. And it was very popular in the Chicano Southwest. So my dad had written these songs in the late 40s, and they were used in this film and in the play. And a lot of it had a lot of the Spanish slang in it. This is one that's called Los Chucos Suaves, and it kind of means the cool dudes, you know.
Carnal, póngase abusao, ya los tiempos han cambiado. Usted estás muy aguitao, estás pute atravesao. Antes se bailaba el swing, boogie woogie jitterbug. Pero eso ya torció, y eso es lo que sucedió. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y la zumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y la zumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
Gives you an idea of that.
Oh, it sounds great.
And it's got the bass line is doom, 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 doom. And that's the groove to it. It's kind of almost like a samba. But the song is about how these young, cool dudes, how they used to do the swing and the jitterbug, but now they're doing all this other boogie-woogie and swing. And I have a bilingual song I wrote many years ago. It's called On the Boulevard, and it's bilingual, and it's got slang. I'm going to play a piece of that. It's about cruising down the boulevard. I don't know if cruising ever became popular in England, did it? Just kind of cruising down the street and talking, meeting women.
Yep. Maria was in the barrio, hablando with his friend Armando, waiting for Ana, pura chicana. They were gonna go bailando on the boulevard. You can play it hard on the boulevard, but if you're playing hard, you better stay on guard on the boulevard, on the boulevard. The stereos are playing loud, the homeboys there are walking proud. The neon is flashing, revealing the passion of the ladies in the crowd on the boulevard. Well, you can play it hard on the boulevard, but if you're playing hard, you better stay on guard on the boulevard, on the boulevard. Kiki is a friend of mine, cruising down for one last time, searching for his Gloria. The cars are lined up chrome to chrome, like chariots in ancient Rome. And no one has strayed from this people's parade. Nobody wants to go home on the boulevard. Well, you can play it hard on the boulevard, but if you're playing hard, you better stay on guard on the boulevard, on the boulevard.
You had a song recorded by Herb Alpert in 1983,
right.
Pre-Columbian Dream.
In other words, pre-Columbian refers to before Columbus. So a pre-Columbian dream means it's a sort of a dream of the days before Columbus invaded America, and when the Indians were happy, and they were happy, and they had a very nice culture, thank you very much. And so it's sort of a love song set in the Aztec pyramids. I wrote it as a song with lyrics and music, and Herb Alpert recorded it as an instrumental, but I'll play it here.
Standing in the mountains so high above, the valley below, in the central plateau, in old Mexico, I gaze upon the silver lakes as the morning breaks on the temples that rise out of the blue. And I look at you, neath heavens where the ancient eagles flew. And I can see the love that shows through your eyes as the lonesome coyote cries. I can see a people of the sun as the timeless rivers they run. And your precious stones, they sparkle and they gleam in my pre-Columbian dream. Lie-la-lie-lie, 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 lie-la-lie-lie. Walking on a causeway straight as an arrow, running through the lagoon, we sing for the moon. And not a moment too soon, I come upon a marketplace where a lonely face in the crowd could do nothing but cry. Though I knew not why, dreaming of calamities yet to be. And I can see the love that shows through your eyes as the lonesome coyote cries. I can see a people of the sun as the timeless rivers they run. And your precious stones, they sparkle and they gleam in my pre-Columbian dream. La la la.
Oh, that's a lovely song. Do you have your own group now, or are you really a session man?
2 years ago, I formed a group for the first time in about 10 years, and it's a 9-piece band, and it's called Mark Guerrero and Radio Aztlan, Aztlan. And Aztlan refers to where the Aztecs said they originated, from Aztlan. And many people think that Aztlan was in what is now the southwest of the United States, mm-hmm. New Mexico, Arizona. A lot of modern-day Mexican-Americans / Chicanos have taken that name, Aztlan, as a badge of pride and also a way of describing that area, which used to be Mexico until 1848. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo is what gave the United States all that land, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Quite a bit of real estate. You know, a lot of people, you know, would like to, quote-unquote, get it back, but it's not going to happen.
You mentioned that Trini Lopez has recorded My Maria. Are you able to do that, your own version? Can we hear your version?
Yeah, let me try it. Yeah, it's called O Maria. And my idea on this one was to kind of write like a Mexican polka, almost like a Norteño song, but in English instead of in Spanish.
Won't you dance with me tonight? Oh, Maria, everything will be all right. Oh, Maria, won't you step into the light so I can see you? Sweet Maria, I can't believe the beauty in her eyes. The rose in her hair makes me realize I wouldn't care if she told me dirty lies, 'cause she's got the power to cut me down to size. Oh, Maria, won't you dance with me tonight? Oh, Maria, everything will be all right. Oh, Maria, won't you step into the light so I can see ya? Sweet Maria, I love her perfume, how it lingers in her hair. She walks in the room, there's magic in the air. I'd try to touch her, but you know I don't dare. The rejection would be too much for me to bear. I love the way she thinks and what she has to say. She's highly educated and reads most every day. She's very religious, she knows how to pray. I'd love to converse with her, but what would I convey? Oh, Maria, won't you take me by the hand? Oh, Maria, lead me to the promised land. Oh, Maria, won't you help me if you can and let me see ya? Sweet Maria.
Something like that.
Yeah, it sounds really good. You just need Flaco Jimenez, don't
there
you?
There it is. I've played it with Flaco Jimenez.
All right.
I played about 1997. I went with my dad, and we performed in Paris, France. And we were on the bill with Flaco Jimenez. And during the day, we went to do a radio show to promote the dance. Flaco backed me on that in the studio. It was great. He's a tremendous musician. It was a thrill.
Mark Guerrero, thanks very much indeed. And enjoy the rest of your stay in Liverpool.
Thank you. I love it.
And anyone who writes to you on your website, you'll respond to them, will you?
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks very much indeed. Andy played a terrific show with King Size Taylor and some Merseybeat musicians that evening. So I was talking there to Mark Guerrero, and he's got a wonderful website, not only about himself, but also about Chicano music as a whole. And the website address is www.markguerrero.com. all as one word, .net. And Mark Guerrero, it's M-A-R-K, and then G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O. So that's G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, Mark Guerrero. And it really is a fascinating site. I spent an hour or so looking around on it and found a lot of very interesting things there. And incidentally, the site for Ollie Halsall, the Southport musician who died, great session man around the 1970s, has been updated and has got some terrific archives on it. So you can spend another hour or so there if you want to. www.olliehalsall, that's O-L-L-I-E, Halsall, H-A-L-S-A-L-L, co.uk. www.olliehulsall.co.uk. And tomorrow night there's a Valentine's Spectacular at the Floral Pavilion Theatre in New Brighton featuring Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, Marmalade and Dave D.
At the Neptune Theatre on Sunday, March the 6th.